Go ahead.
What do you think of the response from Devin Setoguchi?
Really, I'm happy for him. You know, it's been a tough stretch of games, and you know, always want to have those players have an opportunity to respond for their teammates, and that's four periods, not just tonight, but four periods of an understanding of, you know, wanting to play for the guys in the room and really getting that done. So I'm happy for him because I know that was foremost on his mind, and good for him.
He said you really helped him stay positive. Can you share a little bit of the message?
You know what? I can't. Those private conversations one-on-one with players, you know, you guys feel free to ask them about them, and if they're comfortable talking about what was said, I'm all for it. But it's not my place, you know, to break that confidence with those guys.
I know you wanted to work on the execution tonight. It wasn't the smoothest game, or what was your assessment?
Well, in parts of it were. Through 30 minutes, we had better looks in tonight's game than any of the games that we've played. We scored five and a couple other and scored maybe easier. But in terms of quality of chance, no, what happened in that game is our shift length was too long. And at the end of the day, when you get to the 35-minute mark, the first thing you start to see fall off is the hands. And some of those passes that they even look easy from the bench. I can't imagine what they look like from the upper deck. How can that guy pop, you know? But so was there. So it's not that's what happened for me in the game, where some of our execution, you know, some of the things that we're trying to do are going to bite us every once in a while because we're not quite there yet, you know. So, but we're not changing. This is what we're going to do. We're going to try to make plays when there's plays to be made and continue to learn what it looks like when the play is there to make it. So there's going to be some mistakes made, and then you fight through it.
Tough games, a tough team to play against. And did you like the way your team?
Yeah, I mean, I felt comfortable that, let me rephrase it, like every game is tough, you know what I mean? Like if, I'm not coming to the rink at any point in time thinking if we play our game, this should be pretty smooth. It's not, and you have to accept that, and that's where your resiliency comes from. So that when they score one, it's not the end of the world. There's going to be parts of the game that they control, and we've got to manage that better. We're just going to keep working at it. They're seeing it on the bench. They're seeing the switch-offs that happen, the mistakes that are made. Execution is I'm hoping I've seen some growth is the execution problems are on simple plays, not forcing something rink-wide through seven guys from behind your back. You know, obviously that's an extreme, but that's the concept. Break this thing open. And that's, you know, then you're all over the ice chasing the puck. And if it works for you, look, boy, you're really snapping it around tonight. If it doesn't work, you know, how did you lose that game? So we're trying to get that completely out of our game.
Is the regularity with which your team is scoring, responding to other teams' goals, are you doing it more than usual?
Well, that's just the bench. That's just the players. Now we have a little bit of a memory bank on that stuff. One goal isn't the end of the world. We don't have to change. As a matter of fact, the opposite, I think, is happening. That we have success after goals, so why would you change? And really would like to get the defensive part done, you know, and then get to the fun stuff, the offensive part of the game. But they've been pretty good at not breaking that game open, trying to break the game open with plays that you can't make twice. You know, if you can't replicate it, we really don't care to see it. So the compete level for our guys, for me, is really high, and the resiliency of them is really high. That to me, when you couple it with how young they are, is the most exciting part of what I've seen. Compete hard every night. Yes, we make mistakes. They're resilient when adversity faces them in the game, and they've had success in that resiliency, and we're one of the youngest teams in the league. Because you can build off those things.
You make of that pilot helmet for the group?
Well, I think it's awesome looking. But that's the players. I had nothing to do with that. But I like all the things that are player traditions, all of them. I think that when I got here, kind of asked what it is that they did, not just in that, but everything. What is it that you guys do that makes this different? And the list was a little short. I had nothing to do with that. That is all them. And those are the things, the little pieces that, that bind guys together. So I think it's awesome. And it's cool looking. I mean, it's not a great big goofy fedora or something. Looks cool. Coach never get to wear it, though.
All right, guys.
All right, see you later.
Thank you.